all of the lights are going to be shining right around the CBD over the next few weeks with Illuminate Adelaide. One of the directors of the festival is Lee Cumberledge. He joins us now. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Hello. I love this festival. It's so cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting. We're very much looking forward to tomorrow night when we can switch it all on.
Yeah, right, of course. A couple events postponed due to the weather last night and again tonight, but everything is kicking off as usual tomorrow. Here in SA, obviously we have a pretty busy schedule around our warmer months. We've got the Fringe, Adelaide Festival, WOMAD, et cetera, et cetera. But I love that this festival is happening in winter. Was that always the plan to have it in July?
That was always the plan. My co-creative director and I, Rachel Azzopardi, we really wanted to really activate the city in wintertime. You know, we love the summer events as well and have worked a lot on those over the years. And we just really wanted to, you know, bring the city alive with a massive program at this time of year.
It's such an incredible undertaking because I figure a lot of these events that are coming, these light demonstrations, are from particular installations that have been around the world, but some of them have to kind of change and cater to our environment here in South Australia. How does a process like that actually happen?
Well, a lot of the projects we've actually commissioned here locally and we've chosen sites. So we start with the sites we want to activate and talk to creative companies and artists. And there's so much great work going on in South Australia behind closed doors in future tech and the creative industry. So we really wanted to bring that out into the public domain. So, and then there's other sites where, you know, we have chosen works for, that have been touring around and chosen the right site for them in and around the city, particularly in our big free program, City Lights, you know. So people can walk around three key precincts of the CBD, you know, the East End, the West End and the North Terrace Boulevard. And, you know, we've installed a whole range of things from, you know, large-scale building projections to big interactive inflatable lighting installations to a field of 300 fireflies, you know, to some significant kind of video artworks as well. So there's a whole range of things that people can just come in and see for free.
I really am interested in the Light Cycle Show. Basically what it is, for those that don't know, the botanical gardens have been illuminated, and there's a lot of information about the fact that the show looks at highlighting the natural world with light. What a cool concept.
Yeah, so we've been working with Moment Factory, an amazing multimedia studio from Montreal, on this project. We've been working really hard over the last 9 months, created 8 different zones in the gardens that respond to, you know, the different types of plants in those areas. It's really about enhancing nature, but there's over 600 lights and projectors and lasers as part of this. So it's a really immersive kind of experience that you walk through over about 2 kilometres through the gardens. So it's our big centrepiece. I had a sneak peek the other night. It's looking incredible. So we're very excited about opening that up from tomorrow night.
And I love that it's going to get people out in nature, rain, hail or shine. It's so cool.
Lee, I know this is only going to be running for a couple of weeks, but I hope you're ready for all the arguments of people wanting to, you know, this to stick around the CBD.
Well, we've already, you know, received some of that feedback. We've been overwhelmed by the response, and I think you're right. You know, there may well be calls for us to extend or add shows, and we'll certainly be looking at that if, you know, if the momentum continues. So, yeah, it's very exciting. We just can't wait.
It's an extensive program, which you can check out for yourself at illuminateadelaide.com. So many events happening. Is there one that you think you could give us a little bit of a tip on? You know, maybe not one of the biggest shows, but something you're really looking forward to over the next couple of weeks?
I think Music and Art After Dark, or MAD, our big block party in the West End, is going to be incredible. It's a diverse program of music and art in the galleries and music venues down that end of town. It's headlined by the Avalanches, our luminary artist in residence, the DJ set to finish off the night outside in George Street. So, you know, there's still some tickets available, and, you know, it's going to be a really amazing way to finish up Illuminate Adelaide, I think.
It's just the best. I accidentally called it Illuminate before, but let's be honest, it is art.
That's right. Lee, we are incredibly excited for the next couple of weeks. We are wishing you the best of luck. Hopefully everything starts smoothly tomorrow in terms of the outdoor events. But listen, it's a program well worth checking out, Illuminate Adelaide. Lee, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.